The South Dakota Supreme Court has reversed the DUI conviction of a Brookings man. Stephen Stanich was arrested in October 2014 after driving up to a fast food pickup window. He was convicted of first-time DUI, but the magistrate stayed sentencing pending the outcome of the appeal. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in October last year. The court's majority finds that the arresting officer did not have sufficient cause to stop Stanich's vehicle. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this report.
A Hardee's employee in Brookings told his supervisor that a driver at the pickup window had red eyes and his speech and movements were clumsy. The supervisor called dispatch while employees delayed service to the driver. After a sheriff's deputy arrived, watching from nearby, employees completed the food order and the driver drove away. The deputy did not observe errant driving but stopped the car anyway, based on what was, to him, at that time, an anonymous tip. After conducting field sobriety tests, he arrested Stephen Alexander Stanage. At oral arguments in October 2016, attorney Don McCarty challenged the constitutionality of the stop.
If this court affirms the decision of the circuit court and the magistrate court in this case, the court will be doing a number of things that no court, to my understanding, in the United States has ever done. You will have affirmed a stop that is based entirely on secondhand information with no specific details and no independent observation by law enforcement. There is no case in the United States of America that affirms a stop based on those three circumstances.
The majority of the court agrees. In the opinion, justices hold that the deputy did not have enough information to conclude that Stanage was drunk. He had not observed Stanage's behavior, and the information he received from dispatch was insufficiently detailed for him to form that conclusion. Justice Jeanine Kern dissents. She finds that the fast food employees were not anonymous, their identities could be immediately established, and the supervisor remained on the line with dispatch. Kern writes that the trial court was correct to deny the defense motion to suppress the evidence gathered at the stop. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.